Alright. You learn what your mouth is for? Some people haven't learned that. They've lived a long time. And they haven't learned that the Lord gave them a mouth and a tongue so that we can praise Him. Until you find that out, you really don't know what your mouth is for. But it's a wonderful thing when we learn to praise the Lord. Use our tongue to bring glory to God. You read that on the day of Pentecost when God came upon the disciples and filled them with His Holy Spirit. It says that they began to glorify God in other tongues. Same in the house of Cornelius. It spoke of the wonderful works of God. And so it's right for us to lift our hearts and open our mouths and praise the Lord. We praise Him while we sing these songs. That's a way to praise God, isn't it? Who can express it better than it's written? Sometimes you feel that way. But you have to think about what you're saying in order for it to really be praised. It has to really come from the heart. You know, I find that as the years go on, I discover new things in these hymns. Things that I've never seen before, even though I've sung them many times over. And it's good that the Lord speaks to us as we praise Him with these wonderful songs. And then we praise Him in between songs with the song that He puts in our hearts. And that's something very personal, something very intimate. When you say praise the Lord knows exactly where that's coming from. He knows your life. He knows your blessings. He knows your trials. And it means something to Him to hear you say, Lord, I praise You. Jesus, I love You. I glorify You. You can say hallelujah. That's the word God has given to us. Every language. To glorify Him, God. We ought to make use of that. I had recently spoken to a group of Chinese young people. Just got back a little while ago. It was so interesting. We attended meetings in the morning with the adults and sat under the ministry of a brother who preached in Chinese. And someone interpreted for him. And it's just such a blessing to hear him glorifying the Lord in his language. And then we would sing the hymns and we'd sing them both in Chinese and English at the same time. And that was interesting too. They introduced me as one of the speakers and I just heard a lot of Chinese and then I heard Brother Kenneth Friedman. He was stand up. So nice to be here. They tell us that Sister Gerda Bakke was there a couple of years ago. And that she spoke to them at a winter conference. Many of you know Sister Gerda. They say that she speaks such good Mandarin, better than most of them. As a matter of fact, when she preached in Chinese and she had a Chinese person interpret into English for her. So that interested me. Well, I don't know what language you speak, but make sure that you use it for God's glory. I'm so glad to be in a meeting like this where we have the opportunity to just love the Lord and praise Him with all our hearts. God gives us time to do that. We ought to take advantage of that.
Yes.
Maybe I'm preaching to the choir. Maybe you have been doing this all week long. I trust so. But our praises ought to get better as the days go on. And we ought to praise Him more and more as the years go by. That's what David said. I will praise Him more and more. And so, we can't praise Him enough, I'm sure you all feel that way. And so every time we have opportunity, we ought to take advantage of it. Praise Him. You'll get comfortable with that, maybe it's new to some. Well, close your eyes. Jesus is here. And just praise Him. You'll find that after a while, you'll forget about yourself, and you'll forget about others around you. You'll get so taken up with the Lord. And then there will come an anointing upon your praises. You'll sense there's something different. The Holy Spirit Himself is praising through you. And that's so much better. We ought to look for that as we praise the Lord. Look for Jesus to come to you. He inhabits the praises of His people. Somehow He's drawn to those that praise Him with the whole heart. And so as we praise Him, we look for His presence to come and fill us. And a sweet anointing comes upon our life. Sometimes He'll lift us, we'll speak in other tongues. And we might not even understand what we're saying, but we have a very clear sense that we're glorifying Him. Praise God. And so let's continue in what God has been doing for us. And let's praise Him with a whole heart.
Praise God.